Halifax 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Hello, Speedy. Brendan, yeah, hello.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, we had a lovely morning this morning down at Galway's Computer and Communications Museum, which is the, I suppose, the passion project of our next guest, Brendan Speedy Smith, curator, founder, and everything else. General dog's body, Brendan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that would summarise me nicely.
Yeah,
thank you.
So if you were to talk to Matthew there who's just left and tell him what you do, how would you describe it?
So I act as curator of modern technologies, and modern with a very small M. So we look at the whole history of communications, particularly on the computing side. So we start off with where young people really took control of technology. That was back over about 120 years ago with the development of the world's first handheld camera called the Brownie, even though it was in black. And that was the beginning of what we now call the so-called Instagram generation. That was sold from 1902 by Kodak, which really dominated the 20th century.
I have one here.
Camera.
I've never held a Brownie in my hand before. Why is it called Brownie if it's black?
That's interesting. Yeah, it is black. And the reason why it was Brownie, because older people were kind of scared of these new technologies and they thought it was unbelievable that you could capture somebody's essence on paper from a device that you held in the hand. They considered it magical. And brownies were popular Scottish fairies that appeared in Canadian and American comic culture of the time. So fairies were magical and this represented magic, even though it was technology.
And you've all the cameras up through the ages, including Polaroid. Galway is known as a sort of a centre of digital innovation.
Absolutely. So we know, and as you're doing this week and it flows into the rest of the month, is art. So Galway's one side of the coin is the art side and the other side is science. So back from the early 1970s, what we then called the multinationals, the big electronic companies like DEC, Northern Telecom, Thermo King, they came into Ireland and a lot of them settled here in Galway. And we went from subsistence farming to and also people leaving the country to bringing jobs into the country, facing electronics. And right in the 70s, right through the 70s, particularly in places like Galway, we became exports of this brand new technology. So we were huge within Europe in terms of exporting technologies like DEC, for instance, Digital Equipment Corporation, were the second largest computer company in the world. And they came here in 71. And they're actually still here today in some form. They were bought out by Compaq and then Hewlett-Packard, who are very much in the area of cybersecurity today. And Northern Telecom became Nortel, became Avaya.
So the museum is amazing. Galway's Computer and Communications Museum. You have all shapes and sizes of computers.
Absolutely.
And I saw one of the early, was it Apple? And there was actually a bag for it. Now, it was far from portable.
Yeah, it was far from portable, even though it was advertised that. That was the Macintosh, the Apple Macintosh that came out in 1984. And that was the first computer to popularise the use of the mouse. And I used to do courses showing people how to use a mouse.
Of
the keyboard, and they were throwing them up in the air, turning them around. I had to say flat surface. You want to control the the cursor going up, you move the mouse up and so forth. And it also was the first computer to popularise the use of the icon and the first computer to popularise the use of Windows. And it represented youthfulness, youthful innovation, because if you look at the colours of Apple at the time, it was the colours of the rainbow. It was the hippie era. Now as colours associated with the LGBT movement. So it was very much youthfulness.
So prior to that, the computer was, it was nearly like a tool. It was an office thing.
Oh yeah, and they were huge.
Boring, dull, big.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the other companies, it was Apple that really invented the youthfulness or promoting that. So when you bought an Apple, you got all these little extra things like stickers, coloured stickers for your floppy disk box or for your bag and so forth. And remember, these were people in the 70s. They were young themselves. Steve Jobs was only 21 when he co-founded Apple in 77. Bill Gates was only 21 when he founded Microsoft in 76. Now, I tell this to young people that inspired him. I don't say that both of them were college dropouts. So I airbrushed that particular piece out. So they really changed the world thanks to Intel with the microchip in 1971. First used, popularized by companies like Atari for the big arcade games
that
you remember.
So what was driving change and innovation were games.
Yeah, games gave us so much good sound and so much good graphics, you know. So the young people weren't just the market for these technologies, they were also the innovators. engineers and the creators of these technologies.
And, you've Space Invaders down there.
Pac-Man. Tetris, Asteroids. And the interesting
Sonic
thing...
Sonic Through the Ages, Mario Brothers.
Yeah, we have all the Nintendos and the Segas and the PlayStations, and we've set up even the Xbox from 2001 before the broadband became established. There was teenage parties where they would bring their Xbox to a party with their small screen and plug in over a local area network up to 37 different computers. Local area network, exactly. So it was an exciting time, and like I learned one thing, change is constant. What you think this is the ultimate device, something else is coming around the corner. Like I remember the iPods when they started, or the Walkmans or the Discmans where they started, not as far back as the transistor radio.
This is your life's work. You must be fascinated.
I am.
Because you know the scale of computers and what they could do.
Absolutely.
And now you know what you can carry in your pocket and what they can do.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I was Apple's first salesperson of the year. I won the award back in 1982. I've been around a long time. And I work as the Education Public Engagement Officer for the Insight Centre for Data Analytics. But what I tried to show young people is where technology came from to inspire them, where young people played the role to inspire them, where Irish people played the role to inspire them, where Galway played the role. And so I tried to bring it into their lives. For instance, when we do teach people how to code, and I helped introduce coding into schools and so forth, and I teach all over Africa robotics and coding and so forth. But I bring them in, show them the old games like, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, and then I get them to code that. So that really liberates. And when we talk about Pac-Man, we always talk about inclusivity and promotion of female rights and LGBT rights and so forth. That, interestingly enough, you have to put things into the context. Pac-Man was invented in Japan in the late 70s, and it was a young man thought, okay, we need a game for girls that's not all shooting games. And what do girls like? They like spending time in the kitchen. What did you like doing in the kitchen, cooking and baking? So the Pac-Man is modelled on a pizza with a slice taken out.
And there's something for everybody in the museum, because there's young people and parents. And I was fascinated by some of the ads you have framed and how sexist they were back in the early 70s.
Absolutely.
Jobs for the men and specific jobs for the women.
Yeah. So for instance, one of the big companies in Galway, DEC, was back in 73, were saying, listen, don't emigrate. There's jobs here in the West. And if you're a male, this is a great job in technician, the area of technician, supervisor and so forth. But we also have jobs for young ladies, not older women, but only young ladies. Yes. And that was about a computer assembly. It was almost like, you know, they were putting the pieces together, almost like knitting. So as I showed you the photograph, it's all female on the shop floor doing this mundane work, and it was a male supervisor, you know.
Yeah. But things have changed, thankfully.
Things have changed. But
you were an agent for change, Brendan, yourself.
Yeah, I was part of that.
But outside of technology, because you said to me that you were responsible for sex and drugs and rock and roll in Galway.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, well, okay, fair enough. To put it into context now, back in February the 14, 1977, I co-founded the Art Stress Dance, the first, and that is the rock and roll.
Right.
Back in February the 14, along with my colleague, 1981, my colleague Connor, we introduced condoms into the university.
Right.
So there's the sex and the drugs thing. On September the 19, 1980, thanks to the great work of my colleague, Grainne McMurrah, we opened up the college bar. So there's drugs, sex and rock and roll. And that's probably what they're going to put on my gravestone someday, but forget about all the other things. But they were all, you know, done for the right reasons, so to speak.
And as well as computers, you also, the phones, and people would have heard that, which is a lovely nostalgic sound of the old dial.
Yes.
And I got a chance, and this is ironic again, that my technology let me down. I recorded myself tapping the phone in a phone box, which you have in there as well, which I play out on Monday for them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All there, and the bricks that were the first mobile phones.
Mobile phone. And that's interesting. The brick was invented by Martin Cooper, the so-called first mobile phone, and it was inspired by Star Trek. So science fiction becomes science reality. So Star Trek came out in 1966 as a one-year program for young people, but that one program gave us so many technologies that we still have today. Young people saw science fiction and made it science reality.
Well, there you
go. The communicator became the mobile phone.
Highly recommended. Galway's Computer and Communications Museum. Put it into Google and you'll find it. That's the best way to do it, isn't it?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ray.
Brendan Smeedy-Smith. Thank you very much, Brendan. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, quick commercial break, and then we have some cheese.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.